10 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Nine minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Get down on it
when you're dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You're just living like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall. Best
of 7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up.
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Oh,
5 more minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern coast, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your stride, when you say us, you make me trust, I will never keep you from an open door, I know.
More minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch. pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
Saturday night baseball in Frisco, Texas. The Frisco Rough Riders taking three of the first four against the Wichita Wind Surge. It's been a good series, and they look to continue it tonight. Live at Riders Field before first pitch on the pregame show. Chris Jarrett with you, Zach Bigley to my left. And the Rough Riders taking the field tonight in their annual Frisky Corny Dog game with the State Fair of Texas looming. Fletcher's Corny Dogs in the house and a lot of buzz and excitement on a Saturday night in Frisco as the Rough Riders continuing to win tight games this week. And that had been the issue for Frisco in the recent stretch, but able to do it against and really one of the best formidable opponents that they've seen in Wichita. Pacing the way in the north, the Riders able to eke out some tight wins and couldn't come at a better time, frankly, Zach.
They really couldn't. I mean, ultimately, you're looking at some really important ball games playing Wichita, and you'll have some even more important ones when you come up and face some division opponents here in the next few weeks. But the Rough Riders, very, very good pitching, and that's really the biggest thing. Zach Kent was just about as good as we've seen any Riders pitcher this entire year last night. When we see seven innings, it's just the third time that a Riders pitcher has thrown seven innings this year, seven strikeouts as well. He was using the four-seam and two-seamer really well in and out of the zone. And then the curveball and slider were both really solid pitches as well last night. So really good to see. And the Rough Riders really used their best bullpen arms as well last night. Grant Wolfram and Grant Anderson back-to-back to pick up that victory. And it's back-to-back 2-1 wins now for the Rough Riders. The offense hasn't been a strong suit over the last couple games, but the pitching has really kept this team afloat. And it's been really fun to watch.
You'll have that sometimes where you find yourselves in shootouts and maybe it's a little bit more comfortable to say at least the offense is scoring up some runs, but when pitching's carrying you, and it feels like the offense, at least this week, it's been tight and small wins, you know, that maybe you start to ask yourself a little bit more questions because they are apparent. Wins are wins, but the uncomfortable question is, this is a tough time to go with, you know, at least you are winning, but it's not a lot of runs right now.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, both teams in this series are hitting a combined 167 with runners in scoring position, and so there haven't really been a lot of opportunities for either team to drive in a ton of runs, and they haven't taken advantage of them either. And so you can look at it and say the pitching has been really good, but both these teams obviously expect a lot more out of their respective offenses. And I think with Frisco, you get Aaron Zavala back, and you think you're going to be a little bit more deeper on the offensive side. We just haven't seen that. Zavala's only played in three of the four games in this series, and he leads all Rough Riders hitters with four hits in the series. So he's had a good series, but the Rough Riders still looking for a couple things, more consistency up and down the lineup, and some power. They haven't had a homer since the first batter of the series, Kellen Strom, who led off the game in the opener with a home run, and they haven't homered since. So trying to find a little bit of that power late in the series.
And the Riders with two runs in the bottom of the third, no hits after that. They were out hit by Wichita last night, 4-2, but Frisco, strong pitching, got them that win, 2-1. Zach Kent last night with the second win of the season. Grant Wolfram with a pair of strikeouts in one frame, and Grant Anderson, six for his last six in saves. He does it by striking out the side. Despite a walk in the final inning, it was enough, and the Rough Riders now tied for first in the second half South standings. We'll talk about it when we come back from our first break on Saturday night. 7:05 first pitch on the Riders Baseball Network between Frisco, the Corny Dogs, and the Wichita Wind Surge. Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. home run. Let's ride.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back before a 7:05 first pitch between Frisco and Wichita on the Riders Baseball Network, Chris Jarrett with you as Frisco was able to even up the race in the South Division last night. With their second consecutive win, they've all been tight this week against Wichita, but the Riders, their second consecutive 2-1 outcome over the Wind Surge to move them within a tie with the Midland Rockhounds for the top spot in the South. Both teams at 27 and 21. The Rough Riders playing 500 ball in their last 10. The Rockhounds are sliding 2 for their last 10. That's how currently Midland playing ball. They're 10-10 at home, but 17-11 on the road. But the Rockhounds struggling. Frisco with a 42-plus run differential. And to put that in comparison, Wichita with a 79 with how they've played it in the second half. But a lot of that coming at home. This is a Wind Surge team that is 9-10 when they pack it up and depart. And so it's been Frisco with sharp pitching, as Zach and I just talking about in the recent segment. Sharp pitching going hand-in-hand with to situational baseball. And the Riders able to pick up late wins. Two of the three coming in extra innings with a win on Tuesday night and a win on Thursday night as well. And then last night with a 2-1 save situation in the bottom of the ninth. Some scores already going on around the Texas League and a couple matchups already underway, or at least Springfield Northwest Arkansas already underway. Top of the fourth and the Cardinals on the road over the Naturals. It's 2-1 there with Springfield doing all of their scoring in the top of the third. Springfield currently trying to nibble for second in the second half in the North Division, which is much more wide open of a race than it is in the South. If you look at the top three teams between Frisco, Midland, and Amarillo in the South, there's just one game separating all three. Of course, Frisco and Midland tied for first. Amarillo one game behind as they've won 7 of their last 10. And currently the hottest team in the Texas League. Why is that interesting? Is because Frisco will pack it up and head to the Texas Panhandle next Tuesday to take on the Sod Poodles for a 6-game series in Hodgetown. That one's really going to be interesting, and no better time to follow the Rough Riders when they pack it up and depart Riders Field than next week. That's going to be a pivotal 6-game series for Frisco. Going on the rest of our scores, aside from this ball game, Tulsa and Arkansas continuing that series. That's got a 7:05 first pitch time. Midland and San Antonio starting at the same time, and then our nightcapper of Amarillo against Corpus Christi. It's been good baseball lately, as we mentioned, 7 for their last 10, and Amarillo with a win last night to remain just a game behind Frisco. And with the Rockhounds falling, it makes things really interesting in the South. We'll step aside one more time, just about 10 minutes away from first pitch between the Frisco Corny Dogs tonight and the Wichita Wind Surge. That's a 7:05 first pitch. We'll take a look at our starting pitching matchup and our starting lineups next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs.
For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back before a 7:05 first pitch on the Riders Baseball Network, Chris Jarrett with you. Trevor Daniger, our home plate umpire tonight, with Pete Talkington at first and Ty Krause, our crew chief, at third. That's our umpire crew tonight as the home plate meeting up and down between Jared Gettert and, for Wichita, Ramon Borrego, Windsor Ridge manager. Let's take a look at the starting lineups quickly, starting first with Frisco, the center fielder, Jonathan Ornelas at the top of the order. In right field, Aaron Zavala batting second. Justin Foscue at second tonight. He'll bat third. And Blaine Krim, the cleanup hitter, at first base. Luis Angel Acuna, the shortstop, batting fifth. And Kellen Strom, doing the DHing, batting sixth. 7-8-9 for Frisco of the catcher, David Garcia. Left fielder, Josh Stowers. And for the first time this year, a new face in town in Franier Chavez, a switch-hitting third baseman, rounding out the bottom of the order, batting ninth. Now for the Wichita Wind Surge, the shortstop of Austin Martin leading off the top of the order again. Edward Julian, the designated hitter, batting second. Jair Camargo catching, batting third. And Alex Isola, the first baseman, in the cleanup spot. Anthony Prado bumping up the card at second, batting fifth. Junior Severino, the third baseman, batting sixth. And then 7-8-9 for Wichita of Leobaldo Cabrera, the right fielder, Deshaun Kersey in center, and Will Holland, the left fielder, rounding out the bottom of the order. A bill featuring a pair of left-handers tonight with Avery Weems and Aaron Rozick. And first pitch coming up right after this. We'll step aside for the national anthem from Riders Field. First pitch next between Wichita and Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit RidersBaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home and he scores.
2-1.
High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The
temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
Winners of four of their last five ball games, the Frisco Rough Riders play as the Corny Dogs tonight as they welcome in the Wichita Wind Surge for the fifth game of the six-game series. Hi, everybody, and hi atop Riders Field. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley, welcoming you in to what should be another very fun baseball game here in Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders have won three of the first four ball games in this series, including two in walk-off fashion. And tonight they turn to the left-hander Avery Weems on the hill to keep things going on what has been a very good series and a very nice stretch over the last nine ball games for Rough Riders starters. Over the last nine, Rough Riders starters have a combined 2.23 earned run average, and we saw the best start out of that stretch last night with Zach Kent going seven innings, seven strikeouts. He allowed just one run on the night. A 2-1 win last night, a 2-1 win two nights ago. Rough Riders hoping to open up the offense a little bit and get things going with Avery Weems getting the start tonight. Austin Martin, the shortstop for the Wind Surge, is ready to go. He's in from the right side, and we are set for baseball in Frisco, Texas. Avery Weems looks in for his sign. He's got it back into his wind, and away we go. Fouled away, right side, it's 0-1, and we're underway at 7:06 in the p.m. in Frisco. Austin Martin hitting .244 on the season. One homer and 32 runs batted in on the year. And the pitch in.
is just high of the zone. And it's one ball and one strike. And he has been a big part of this offense at the top of the order all season long. Nod yes from Weems. He winds back and deals. There's a high pop-up on the infield, now drifting out into shallow center. Justin Foscue under it, and he makes the catch. Ryder's second baseman puts away the first out of the ball game, one away, and here's Edward Julian. Avery Weems came over to the Rangers organization in 2020 in a trade with the Chicago White Sox involving Lance Lynn. And Weems has been a steady presence in the organization over the last 2 years. 20 starts last year. He's making his 16th start this year in his 23rd appearance. First pitch to Julian. Outside corner catches for a strike, and it's 0-1. Weems this year, 2-5, a 5 ERA on the nose. But he's been really good recently. He winds back in the 0-1, eyeing inside, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. He's been working out of the bullpen in long relief and in a starter's role with the Rough Riders, kind of depending on what he's called upon to do. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. Flicks his foot back and delivers in. It's a fly ball down the left field line and foul. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. For Weems in a starter's role this year, it has been a little bit few and far between in the second half, making just two starts in his last eight outings. One, two. Inside. And it's two balls and two strikes. Julian, the designated hitter tonight. Back in from the left side. For Weems, if you go back to late June, that's when he really started to pitch really well. The pitch. Ripping a miss. He got him. Avery Weems with a strikeout for out number two here in the first inning. Blew it right by him. And Jair Camargo makes his way to the plate. Two outs, bases clear, no score, top of the first inning. Over Weems' last five outings, 1-0, a 2.84 ERA. 23 strikeouts in 19 innings. First pitch to Camargo. Takes to the bottom of the zone for his strike, and it's 0-1. 91-mile-an-hour fastball from Weems. He rocks back in the 0-1. Rip and a miss. Changeup low and away. And it's 0-2 on the catcher. Weems is looking to avenge what was a tough outing for him in his last start against these Wichita Wind Surge back on June 4th, allowing five runs over 4 2/3 innings. The pitch is fouled at the plate, and it's still no balls and two strikes. He has this defense behind him for the Corny Dogs. Josh Stowers in left, Jonathan Ornelas in center, and Aaron Zavala in right field. Franier Chavez makes his Rough Riders debut at third base. Luis Angel Acuna is the shortstop. Justin Foscue at second. Blaine Krim at first. And David Garcia does the catching today. Here's the windback and the 0-2 pitch. Outside. Misses with the heat. One ball, two strikes. Corny Dog uniforms, the cream color that the Rough Riders usually wear. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him. Down low and inside, and Avery Weems has two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 first inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom one coming up. Rough Riders coming to the plate in a scoreless game next on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Five, ready, one.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
Jonathan Ornelas leads it off for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the first. No score between the Rough Riders playing as the Corny Dogs and the Wind Surge. First pitch is off the end of the bat, a roller right side, back into the tent by Asola at first, and he can't make the pick cleanly. Ornelas safe at first. Well, Asola had to go a long way to his backhand side, tried to pick it off to his right, and he could not make the play as it went off the heel of his glove. Ornelas safe at first. Here's Aaron Zavala. Aaron Rozic on the mound, the left-hander, making just his second start here at the AA level this year. He delivers home. Catches the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. His first start was a strong one, allowing just one run over four innings last week. It was against Tulsa at home. He stretches, and the 0-1 pitch to Zavala. A hard liner into left center. That drops in for a base hit. Ornelas hits second. He motors towards third. The throw not in time. Zavala takes second as the trail runner, and the Rough Riders are in business. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. And Aaron Zavala just continues to hit everything in sight. A line drive single into left center field. Came in hitting .385 with the Rough Riders, 15 for his first 39, make him 16 for his first 40. That's a .400 average. And here's Justin Foskey with an RBI opportunity. First pitch. Ground ball, left side, that's through into left field, base hit. Ornelas comes in to score, Zavala to third, 1-0 Rough Riders. RBI base hit, Justin Foskey, and Frisco as the Corny Dogs tonight strike first. Three batters into the game, three base runners, and Rozic is still searching for that first out. Justin Foskey with RBI number 60 on the year. Blaine Krim stands in, the active leader with 63 RBIs. Runners on the corners, nobody out. First pitch. Misses outside. And it's one ball and no strikes. 81 miles an hour. Crafty left-hander Rozic ready from the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch on the way. Krim chops it foul, third base side. And it's 1-1. Rozic was the opening day starter for Cedar Rapids at the high A level this year. 7-6, a .483 ERA, and 18 outings, 16 starts for the Colonels. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup low and away. And it's 1-2. 72 2/3 innings, 68 strikeouts to 25 walks for Aaron Rozic. 1-0, Corny Dogs lead it. Stretch by the left-hander and the pitch into Krim. Just outside, 2-2. So four pitches into the game, the Rough Riders already had three base runners. And now this will be the fifth pitch to Blaine Krim. Rozic delivers in. There's a drive down the left field line. Fair ball into the corner. Zavala scores. Foscue on his horse to third. He's getting the windmill home. The relay to the plate is not made. Foscue scores, and it's a two-run double for Blaine Krim. 3-0 the score. A rifle shot at 110 off the bat down the left field line, and Blaine Krim knocks in a pair. And the Rough Riders have had four consecutive base runners to start the game. Kellen Strom to the plate. And actually, it's four consecutive hits. We look back at the Ornelas ball, and they ruled that a base hit. So four consecutive hits to start the game. Single, 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 double. 3-0 Corny Dogs out in front. Luis Angel Acuna in from the right side, first pitch. Just low off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. Couldn't ask for a much better start. Rozic from the stretch, and the 1-0 pitch. Outside corner for a called strike, 1-1. Still nobody out here in the first inning. Rozic straight-legged. He fires in. Chopper left side of the infield. That gets through into left. Krim had to hold up. He goes to third base. And Acuna with the single through the left side. Puts runners on the corners as the Rough Riders have five consecutive hits to start things in the ballgame. Well, Frisco had come in really struggling on the offensive side. Just two hits last night. And 19 combined hits over the course of the first four games of this series. And five straight to begin tonight. Three runs after they'd scored eight through the first four games of the set. The pitch in. Strom drills it to center field. Kersey Jr. back on it. Just shy of the warning track, he makes the catch. Krim tags from third. He comes in to score. Acuna on to second, and he tags and easily makes it into the bag. It's 4-0. Corny Dogs lead it. Sacrifice fly for Kellen Strom. It's the first out of the inning, but a productive one nonetheless. And here's David Garcia. A lot of first pitch attacking for the Rough Riders is the Corny Dogs today. Acuna leads from second, and a throw back that way. They got him. Yeah, he was dancing off the bag, and he gets picked off at second base. Goes 1-4 on the pickoff, two outs. So that's a big out for Rozic because he just got the first out on the sac fly, and now the second out on a pickoff, and faces David Garcia, the seventh man up to the plate in the inning. 4-0, Corny Dogs lead. Pitch in is low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Garcia hitting 209, five homers, 26 runs batted in on the year, sporting the sunglasses under his helmet. Beautiful night for baseball, 91 degrees and sunny. The 1-0. Misses away, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. 96 are feels-like temperature here in Frisco. Two outs, bases clear, four in the first. 2-0 Tops. Broken bat liner. That gets into left for a base hit. One bounce onto the dirt and into the green grass, which has been fruitful for the Rough Riders in this first inning. Sixth hit in the first inning for Frisco. David Garcia breaks his bat but gets in on the hit action, and Josh Stowers in the eighth spot makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders pouring it on. Stowers in from the right side. Garcia takes his lead. First pitch. Takes down low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. With all this first pitch fighting action, it's been only 17 pitches for Rozek, even though he's facing his eighth batter in the frame. He delivers in the 1-0. Stowers takes a breaking ball down the heart of the plate for a strike. One ball and one strike on the Riders' left fielder. Now Avery Weems has been sitting on the bench for a little bit. Rough Riders starter. 1-1 pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball. Make it two balls and one strike. Rozek trying to just settle things down as there already is a right-hander loosening up. It's Andrew Cabazes down the right field line for Wichita. 2-1. Here's a drive in a deep center field. Kersey Jr. back. He's shy of the warning track, and he makes the catch. Stowers gave that one a ride. 391 feet to center, but it's the final out of the first inning. Well, the Rough Riders as the corny dogs tonight. Four runs on a cool six hits. No errors and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the second inning. All Frisco so far in this one. 4-0. Avery Weems back to the hill when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A four spot offensively for the Corny Dogs in the bottom of the first, and now we go to the bottom of the second, or the top of the second, I should say. First pitch to Alex Isola is cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. Isola, the first baseman, followed by Anthony Prado and Junior Severino. Middle third of the order against Weems, who whiffed two in a 1-2-3 first. He winds in the 0-1. Down low and inside, it's one ball and one strike. Wonderful crowd on hand here at Riders Field for another Corny Dogs night. Weems back into his wind in the 1-1. Line drive the opposite way into right field. Zavala coming in, and he has to play it on a hop. A base hit for Isola into right. And Anthony Prado will make his way to the plate. First hit tonight for Wichita after Frisco had six hits in the first inning, five of them coming consecutively to start the inning. Jonathan Ornelas, Aaron Zavala, Justin Foscue, Blaine Krim, and Luis Angel Acuna all with hits. David Garcia with the other single. Weems ready from the stretch. Infield and double play depth up the middle. And the offering into Prado. Down low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Prado just 1-for-15 in this series, but still hitting .284 here at the AA level this year. One nothing pitch. Down low and inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Avery Weems making that 16th start of the year. It's been long relief for the Rough Riders recently. 2-0 pitch. Hard drive down the left field line and foul into the seats. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Hopefully everyone's all right down there. That thing was rocketed off the bat. And 104. Looks like everyone's okay. For Avery Weems, it's all about calming things down and getting the slider location under control. That slider has been his best pitch all year long. He flips in the 2-1. High and outside. Off the outside corner on cue with that slider, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. When he has that slider under control, he can strike out a ton of batters. He enters into tonight with 98 strikeouts in 81 innings this year. 3-1 pitch on the way. There's a high fly ball into deep left center field, a long way back for Ornelas at the wall, jumps up, and he caught it! He caught it! Oh, Jonathan Ornelas! He robs a home run at the wall! Oh, unbelievable! Prado gave it a deep ride out to left center field, and Ornelas went all the way back, leapt up at the wall, and he stole a home run from Anthony Prado. Oh, my goodness. He dropped it on the transfer coming down, but he made the catch, and Prado is out number one. Here's Junior Severino. The first pitch on the way is high and outside, and it's 1-0. Oh, not a usual outfielder. Ornelas has been an infielder all season. He's only played a handful of games in the outfield this year. Here's the windback, or the stretch, I should say, and the offering in. A swing and a miss, and the count goes to 1-1. Ornelas is playing just his fourth game in the outfield this season. Played a little outfield last year as well. The 1-1 pitch. Hard ground ball left side, scooped up at third by Chavez, on to second for one. Throw to first, got him, double play. Oh, everything's going right for the Rough Riders as the Corny Dogs tonight. Frisco carries a 4-0 advantage into the bottom half of the second inning. Oh, man, stick with us here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get 4 tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your 4 seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's the Double-A debut of Franier Chavez, leading things off in the second. The native of Venezuela, but went to high school in Little Elm, not far from here. First pitch on the way is high, and it's 1-0. Chavez bats with the Corny Dogs, leading 4-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the windback by Rozic in the pitch. Curveball drops in the outside corner for a strike, and the count goes to 1-1. Franier Chavez coming up from High A Hickory. And he arrived in Frisco yesterday. The pitch is fouled back. And it's 1-2. The 23-year-old switch hitter, 5'10", 170 pounds, went to Midland Junior College not far from here in West Texas. Selected in the 22nd round by the Rangers in 2018. Played most of his season with High A Hickory. 1-2. High and tight. 2-2. Spent 7 games up in Round Rock, but 73 games in Hickory, hitting .281 with a .733 OPS. Here's the look in by Rozic. He winds the 2-2. Off the outside corner, misses with the off-speed, and it's 3-2 on Chavez. Chavez hitting 9th and playing 3rd in his AA debut tonight. Payoff pitch. A drive into center field. Kersey Jr. back on it. He settles under it and makes the catch. Struck well by Chavez, but he's out number one. 1-1 off the bat. And Jonathan Ornelas stands in now. Infield single off the end of the bat on the first pitch to the bottom of the first inning. Part of a 5 consecutive hit barrage by the Rough Riders in that first. Scoring 4 times. Offering in. Breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Ornelas with a double yesterday at 1-14 off the bat. 0-1 pitch. He takes low in the dirt. 1-1. So trying to turn things around is what has been, a really tough month of August for him. And he made one of the catches of the year we just saw in the top of the second. Playing outfield for just the 4th time this year. 1-1 pitch. Line to first and caught out of the air by Isola. Oh, blistered off the bat the opposite way, but he goes down to a knee and squeezes. A hard line drive out to first base as the Rough Riders are hitting everything hard right now. That's 2 outs in the inning. Both hit over 100 miles an hour off the bat. And here's Aaron Zavala. With 2 outs and the bases clear, Corny Dogs leading 4-0. Wind back by Rozic and the pitch in. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rozic was not drafted out of Minnesota State Mankato and played independent baseball. The 0-1 off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. In both 2018, 2019, and 2021, he began with Schaumburg in independent baseball but was signed by the Twins in June of 2021. 1-1 on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2 on Zavala. Well, he had a 2.70 ERA last year with the Twins, and they brought him back this year, and he's done a really nice job eating up innings and being a successful pro in the Twins organization so far as a starting pitcher. And he grew up a Twins fan as well. 1-2. Into right center field, hanging up for Kersey, and not enough. It falls in front of him for a base hit. Man, Aaron Zavala continues to just crush the baseball. He's hitting .400 in a Rough Riders uniform through 13 games before that at-bat, and he just continues to add on to it. 6-13 in the series now, and Justin Foscue steps in from the right side. 4-0, Corny Dogs lead it. Foscue, an RBI single through the left side back in the first inning. Pitch in. Swing and a miss. Went off speed off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Rozic not only went to Minnesota State, he grew up in Minnesota. He played his summer collegiate ball in Minnesota. Minnesota guy through and through. Really cool to see him in a Twins organization. The pitch is sent high in the air out to left field. Holland going back to the warning track, feeling for the wall, and he makes the catch just shy of the fence. The side comes to a close, but 3 well-hit balls and a base hit for the Rough Riders in the second inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We roll to the top of the 3rd inning. Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play. When we come back, it's 4-0. Corny Dogs lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco out to a 4-0 jump out of the gate early Saturday night, out hitting Wichita 7-1 and a 4-0 lead. Avery Weems, the left-handed starter, back on the mound. Ready to rock to start the third. His first pitch, missing high and upstairs. Little outside, one ball and no strikes. Leobaldo Cabrera, the right fielder, batting in the seventh spot, making his first appearance at the plate tonight. One ball, no strikes to him. Tipped into the glove and rattled around. Counts evened up at one ball and one strike. Avery Weems back out there for his third inning of work. Even count on Cabrera we see for the first time in the series. 1-1. Missing down. Held up on the slider, and it's now two balls and a strike. Weems through two innings of action tonight. The only damage he gave up came back to begin the second. A leadoff base hit for the first baseman, Alex Isola. Weems ready in the blue glove and now rocking home the two-ball, one-strike pitch. Upstairs. Counts now 3-1. And the only 3-1 count we saw prior to this third inning for Weems came to the second man up to the plate after the Isola hit, and it was Anthony Prado. Weems the 3-1. Upstairs, he lost him, ball four. Weems beginning the third with a walk, and that's not what we've seen too often from Weems, especially this month. And the last time out, Weems with two walks, but only 3-12 innings of work for him in the month of August. Sets up a lefty-lefty matchup with the center fielder, Deshaun Kersey. First pitch, hard ground ball right side and through the hole for a base hit. Cabrera can take the, nope, he stops and scatters back to second. Zavala got to it quickly from right field. Everybody up a station with two men on board now. Nobody out for the left fielder, Will Holland. Kersey hopping on the first pitch. It was a slow chopper right side of the infield, 76. But with Krim playing shallow in front of the bag, and Foskew a little deep, but more shifted over to the left middle side of the infield, unable to make a play on a ball that just snuck through. Lefty-righty to the left fielder, Will Holland, the nine-hitter in the Wichita lineup. The first pitch to him, swing and a miss. Slider makes it 0-1. Kersey at first, Cabrera at second. As Wichita entering this third inning with only one base runner so far tonight, time called. They were able to get the leadoff man on base to begin the second after a quick 1-2-3 inning from Martin, Julian, and Camargo to begin the night. Weems ended that first with back-to-back Ks. Left-hander checks second and now kicks the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, same pitch, same result. As Holland whiffing through the pitch, and it's 0-2. Lights are on at Riders Field with the wind blowing in from straightaway center.
feeling the gusts of wind coming in from right behind the batter's eye. And Weems ready with the 0-2 pitch. Check second, kicks and throws. Lifted in the air up the right field line and heading for the Wichita bullpen. A long flight, and it clings around over by the bullpen bar. Still no balls, two strikes. Nobody out as the Riders begin this ballgame with four runs in on six hits in the bottom of the first inning. A stark contrast to last night when Frisco scored two in the third. They went hitless the rest of the game but won that night 2-1. The 0-2. Opposite way and through the hole for a base hit. Zavala coming in. Here comes Cabrera. No, stops at third. And again, station to station. The second consecutive hit given up by Weems. And the bases are loaded for the top of the order. Shortstop Austin Martin now coming to the plate. Holland waited on that offer from Weems. And got it on the fastball at 94 down the heart of the plate and sent it back at the same speed at 94 through the right side. So Cabrera at third, Kersey at second, Holland at first for the shortstop Austin Martin. Went down to just three pitches from Weems back in the first inning, who wants a new sign. And a bit of a spot with a 4-0 lead in the third. The first pitch home. Upstairs. One ball, no strikes. What good pitching we've seen this week from the Frisco starters. And Weems trying to continue that setting tonight. Every outing for Weems in the month of August, four innings exactly. The left-hander is 1-0. Swing and a miss on a guessing cut from Martin. Didn't look sold until he started to go around. It's 1-1. Weems made appearances in the 12-game homestand for Frisco against Amarillo and San Antonio, both of them out of the bullpen, in both for four innings. The left-hander's 1-1 pitch. Just missed at 94 down and in. And it's now 2-1. In those two starts, again out of the pen, Weems combining for 10 strikeouts and one walk in those four, in those eight innings, each of them four. 2-1 pitch. Slow roller left side of the infield, and they're going to say that it caught Martin, who does come away from the action limping at the plate. The infield is not exactly in. They were shallow. Grimm is in, the first baseman. Chavez at third, making his Frisco Rough Riders debut tonight. And Acuna at short. Foscu straight up the middle at second. Two balls, two strikes, and the left-hander Weems needing an out in the top of the third inning, badly with the bases full. Two balls, two strikes. He comes set at the waist. And now kicks and comes home. Hard grounder left side through the hole for a base hit. Cabrera scores from third. Now Kersey getting the windmill. The throw in from Hovers cut off. A two-run single for Wichita on the top of the third. The wind surge around the board, and it's 4-2 Rough Riders. Third hit of the inning given up by Weems, and for the first time tonight, damage done, and that'll draw a visit to the mound by the Rough Riders pitching coach Jeff Andrews. Well, more on Weems as we were talking about him. He made a start the last time out on August 20th in Corpus Christi. That was also four innings, but five strikeouts, two walks. And for Weems, that came as his first start. You go all the way back to July 16th when Frisco took on Midland before the All-Star break, when he struck out five and walked one. So it's been a lot of bullpen work for Weems. But the last time out and then rolling into tonight, back on the mound in a starting situation. It's a quick chat with Andrews. Just wants to get Weems back on track. Still a young arm for the Rangers in the system. Weems at 25 was drafted in 2019, so his draft year of only 3 years ago. Weems now back on the extreme third base side of the rubber, dealing with some heat in the top of the third inning. Still nobody out, and the first four to the plate for Wichita have all found base. First pitch to Edward Julian. Tapper at the plate, and it takes a chunk out of Garcia behind the dish. And it's 0-1.
It's Josh Stowers in left field for Frisco. No balls and a strike to the designated hitter, Julian, that has really feasted up into last night. And it's actually been the last couple of nights for Julian that he struggled at the plate, where he really boomed to begin the series. Lefty-lefty on Weems. Two on, nobody out. The left-hander checking second, and now kicks on the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the slider down and away. And it's now 0-2 on Julian. Strikeout for the designated hitter back in the first inning. He was one of two punch-outs for the left-hander Weems. And last night, more struggles for him. The second baseman, Julian, in the same spot, batting second for the Wind Surge in a Friday night loss. Finished out 0-4 with a pair of strikeouts. He's sitting 0-2 on Weems with two on. He comes home. Tap out of the glove of Garcia. On the slider, dotted on the bottom outer edge to Julian, but no squeeze, and the count remains 0-2. Some scores around the Texas League. Midland leading San Antonio 3-0 in the third inning. Rough Riders and Rock Hounds tied for the top spot in the South Division in the second half. Weems ready again for the 0-2 with two on and nobody out. Pitch home. Hit in a left field, and a flare shot's going to drop in and drop fair. Holland scoring from second, and Martin up to third. The Wind Surge have battled back with three runs in the top of the third inning. It's a one-run ball game. Frisco leading it 4-3. And now Frisco with action in their bullpen. Joe Corbett up and warming for the Corny Dogs. Rough Riders playing as the nod to the State Fair of Texas tonight as Fletcher's famous Corny Dogs. Lefty-righty to Jair Camargo slaps one out on the first pitch to right field. Zavala camping underneath it. Martin looking to tag from third. The throw back in, both runners tagging, and it's cut off by Krim in the infield. A sack fly for Camargo, and we're all tied up. Martin scores from third. It's 4-4 in the third inning. Rough Riders with four runs in the bottom of the first on six hits, and the lead has vanished. Well, a series that, for the most part, has lacked offense across the front. Wichita, since their 4-0 win on Wednesday, just two runs in the last two nights. First pitch to Alex Isola dots the zone, and it's 0-1. You could really pitch the same case for the Rough Riders, four runs in their last two games combined. One out in the top of the third, the 0-1. Swing and a miss on Isola. Finds himself trailing 0-2. The first baseman, Isola, had a single back in the second. And then with Prado's fly out to center, Ornelas leaping at the wall. And it's a tough layout to rob a home run at Riders Field. These are tall walls out there. And Ornelas able to scale the wall and bring one back. Weems ready, the 0-2. And time called at the plate. Just a point out to the field, and it now the pitch clock signage. Trevor Daniger behind the plate. Make the count, one ball, two strikes to Isola with one gone on a sack fly from Camargo. It's 4-4, all knotted up. 12 hits through just over two innings. 1-2 slap back to the net. And we'll do it over again. Anthony Prado, the second baseman, waiting on deck, and he's the guy that took a shot deep to left center field, and Ornelas able to jump up and bring it back with him. It's been Prado defensively in this series that has made some amazing plays. Ornelas returns the favor. The 1-2 missed inside at 92 on the heat from Weems, and the count's evened up. Game 5 of a 6-game set with the Rough Riders taking 3 of 4 so far. We mentioned that Wichita's only answer has been on Wednesday night in that 4-0 win. Weems a 2-2. Tapped at the plate, foul. Still two balls and two strikes. Well, it's been a busy inning, but it has absolutely slowed to a crawl. in this top of the third. Wichita with their first five able to reach before the Camargo sack fly. Weems ready with Isola battling, and again the 2-2 pitch. Chopper left side, tough play. Glove by Chavez. Up and throws to first, and it gets away from Krim. It sneaks down in the camera well, and almost an unbelievable play by Chavez in his first night in a Riders uniform. And a run comes in to score as the ball snuck out of play. Wichita takes a 5-4 lead. Yeah, bounced right on the doorstep of Krim. We've seen Krim be really, really good this year with picks at first, but unfortunately that's going to end the night for Avery Weems. Rough Riders going to their bullpen first as Weems checking out with only one out in the top of the third. Wichita doing all of their scoring in this top half. They hold a 5-4 lead. Just underway, it feels like, from Riders Field, and a pitching change. Back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Joe Corbett with cleanup duty on Saturday night, checking in the top of the third inning with only one out and inherits a runner at second base. Back on the Riders Baseball Network, Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you from Riders Field, and the wind surge with five runs in this top of the third inning. Joe Corbett's first pitch of the night. Swatted in the air to straightaway center. Sends Ornelas deep on the move. Finds his spot and makes a catch. Isola tagging from second. Throw back in, one hops to Acuna, and the runner advances safely to third. Two outs in the top of the third inning, and Corbett getting a long fly out for the second out on his first pitch. Recapping this top of the third and trying to figure out what went wrong. Unfortunately, a leadoff walk is never a good way to start an inning. But after that, Deshaun Kersey, a one-pitch base hit. Will Holland, a base hit. And then Austin Martin, the shortstop, with a two-run single. Righty-lefty situation for Corbett. And the first pitch. Missing high and outside. One ball, no strikes. Junior Severino, the man standing in. Grounded into a 5-4-3 double play back in the second. Next toss is a rip and a miss from Corbett. And the count straightened up. One ball, one strike. Corbett ready. Kicks and comes home. Down and away. Two balls and a strike. Well, Corbett certainly ready when the Riders hit the road and go back to where he played his college ball at West Texas A&M. The Rough Riders going to take on Amarillo next week. The 2-1's a rip and a miss. Counts back even for Corbin. Two balls, two strikes. As Severino standing at the plate, the ninth hitter in this top of the third. And Corbett spending his last 2 years of collegiate ball at West Texas A&M. Already said he's really excited with coaches and fans and friends ready to see him. 2-2 slap foul. Heading the left side of the seats, and it's still an even count. Two balls, two strikes. Severino, the switch-hitting third baseman in the sixth spot, with a runner at third. The 2-2 back to the net. Still an even count. And at third is Isola, who improves to a nice, well, able to reach twice tonight. They do mark that as a throwing error from Frenier Chavez. Of course, has to go down with a run coming in to score. Really nice play. Couldn't complete it, though. The 2-2. Lifted in the air out to left field. Stower is going back. Approaching the wall, looks up, and that ball's gone. Bangs off the banner in front of the InTouch home run terrace. And that one, at 357, just got over that tall left field wall. Two-run shot for Junior Severino, his third home run of the year. A 7-4 wind surge lead with a touchdown in this top of the third inning. Believe it or not, the Rough Riders still out-hitting Wichita 7-6. Frisco entered this top of the third with a 4-0 lead. It has more than vanished at this point. First pitch to Leobaldo Cabrera, missing inside. One ball, no strikes. Cabrera up to the plate as the man that started this third inning. He worked a 5-pitch walk on Weems, the 1-0. Slapped into right field. That falls for a base hit. Sixth hit of the inning for Wichita, and the second time in this inning alone on base for Cabrera. Says, I want to round these bases again. For Corbett at 25 years old, 3-2 on the season with a 3.24 average. That's splitting his time between Hickory, where he finished 1-1 and 32 strikeouts in 5 walks before joining the Rough Riders. Righty-lefty matchup to Deshaun Kersey, the first pitch. Finds the strike zone, and it's 0-1. Well, since getting the bump up, Corbett joined the Rough Riders roster on June 15th. Throws to first, and Cabrera flopping back to the bag. Got a rude welcome to the AA level from the Midland Rockhounds as they got him for a home run in his AA debut. Joe even says, looking back, said, well, welcome to AA. The 0-1. Hard liner off of Corbett's glove up the middle. Acuna gloves it, runs to second, and is there in time. A wild final out and sweet relief after the top of the third inning with Wichita 7 runs in on 6 hits. And the Rough Riders, after 4 runs in the bottom of the first inning, they find themselves trailing by 3. To the bottom of the third inning we go next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with 2 fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seven runs for the Wind Surge in the top of the third inning. They lead it by three. 7-4 on Saturday night from Riders Field. Back in action in the bottom of the third. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you. High atop Riders Field. Blaine Krim standing in, calling for time. Aaron Rozek, the left-hander, back on the bump. And he's got a nice lead to work with after giving up four in his first inning. Next toss, bouncing away from the plate. Evens up the count to Krim at one ball and one strike. Well, Frisco, a busy start to a ball game that felt like everything was going right early. And maybe just basically holding the flame close to Wichita. 1-1 swatted over the net, and it's now 1-2. That can get an offense going sometimes. This early opponent offense can set the mood in the other dugout. Okay, we have to bounce back, and we've got all night to do it. Well, the Wind Surge wastes no time. They do it with seven in the third. 1-2, ripped on the ground through the hole for a base hit. 1-10 off the bat for Blaine Krim on his second hit of the night. The top four hitters on the Riders' order are 6-for-8. A lot of that might be carried from that first inning. They were 4-for-4 on the first pass through. But Krim 2-for-2, Zavala 2-for-2. Here's Luis Angel Acuna to try and continue the stretch. First pitch to him. Breaking ball inside. It's 1-0.
We had
hey, Zach.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
I can't wait to hear what you were going to say, though. The 1-0 finds his own. It's 1-1.
I can't wait to tell you.
We
had 17 combined runs in the first four games of this series. We've had 11 through the first two innings. Yeah. We had 2.5 innings so far in this one.
1-1. Acuna swings and taps it foul at the plate, 1-2.
40 combined hits in the first four games. And we've had, 15 combined so far?
Close to half of it.
Yeah.
In not even half of one game.
Not even a third.
7-4 Wind Surge in the bottom of the third. And the 1-2 to Acuna, lifted in the air, heading towards the Wind Surge dugout, and Isola ran out of room. It dropped to the bottom step, still 1-2.
And all the scoring happening in two separate frames. Four runs the Rough Riders in one frame and seven for Wichita in another.
Not hard to see that in some of the box scores that we've seen, but we saw it last night in a 2-1 final. Again, the 1-2 home. Acuna slaps one slowly hit left side. Severino, no throw to first. And an infield single for Luis Angel Acuna. He's now 2-for-2 tonight. And Krim up to second safely. That one plays, and with the wheels of Acuna, he had a lot of time with a ball that almost had no zip when it finally got to Severino.
That's great to see for a guy who has elite-level speed, put the ball in play, try to do something with it, and that's going to be it for Rozek.
I think so, too. Yep. Ramon Borrego comes right out and says that. We're not going to have this seesaw back and forth. So with two on, and Kellen Strom coming up to the plate, the Wind Surge now tapping into their bullpen as they make a pitching change for the first time tonight. Stepping aside, we'll come back after this to wrap up the bottom of the third next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972 334 1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Two on, nobody out in the bottom of the third, and the Riders trailing by three. Kellen Strom coming to the plate with Blaine Krim at second. And Luis Angel Acuna at first. 7-4 Wichita. And Andrew Cabazas, the right-hander, into the ballgame now for the Wind Surge, taking over for the lefty starter, Aaron Rozic. His night comes to a close after two innings. Cabazas, the right-hander, ready for Strom in the first pitch. Drops into the strike zone. 0-1. Well, for the Rough Riders, in that first turn in the first inning, five hits through the first five guys. The 0-1 home, outside. Counts evened up at 1-1. And then 6-9, Kellen Strom drove in a run with a sac fly to straightaway center. David Garcia with a hit. Then Josh Stowers flying out to straight center to end the first. Franier Chavez lining out to center to start the second. The 1-1, down and away. Good take by Strom on a tailing pitch, 2-1.
We've been talking so much about starting pitching here in this series, and rightfully so, it's been so good. The shortest combined start by either team in this series had been three innings. That was by design with Antoine Kelly for the Rough Riders.
Two balls and a strike to Strom. Hot chopper up the middle. Prado with it. Takes it to second himself. Throws to first. Picked by Isola, and they got him. A double play as Acuna got some help up back to his feet from Prado. A 4-3 double play. Tough break for Frisco as they started it with two base hits, and Isola able to bring it up for two outs. Krim down to third, and David Garcia, the man due up next. Starting pitching has just been obviously the trend in a series that has had so many one-run ball games. And I guess away from pitching, starting pitching specifically, the bullpen has been a plus for the Rough Riders. But tonight, it was two starters that quickly got knocked off the rocker. Righty-lefty to Garcia, the switch hitter. The pitch. Breaking ball outside, missing. One ball and no strikes. And these are two offenses that certainly deserve some praise and maybe some pent-up aggression being taken out tonight.
I think more of that, yeah. Two offenses that have been good but haven't been good lately.
1-0 toss. Ground ball, first base side foul. And it's 1-1.
The Rough Riders starting pitchers had a sub 2-3 ERA over the last nine games entering into tonight.
So the thing about nights like this is that you often get one without the other. Rarely do you get amazing hitting and amazing pitching paralleled in the same night. Cabazas ready from the right, and the 1-1 pitch. High moonshot, foul, first base side. As Garcia swatted an inside breaking ball, it's now 1-2.
There was that stretch for the Rough Riders right at the beginning of July where it seemed like they were winning 10-0, 11-0, 12-0 every night. but it is very rare. I mean, that's really the only stretch we've seen it all season.
Cabazas ready, the right-hander, the 1-2 pitch, off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. And the funny part about that is that we're saying rarely does it happen, but jokingly, the joke was at that time, hey, can you not do that right now?
Yeah.
Can you please wait when maybe we don't have the best night?
We don't have to win 12-0.
Yeah. Two balls, two strikes, a pitch. Garcia backed off the plate. It missed inside at 91, and it's full. Three balls, two strikes.
Yeah, that was a stretch where the Rough Riders had four shutouts in eight games. It was a crazy pitching stretch.
Yeah, and then can one be there when the other's not on some nights? Well, here we are, and it's always different. Grass is always greener type thing. Cabazas kicks the 3-2. Swatted off into right center. And it looked like Kersey couldn't find it. He couldn't. It dropped into right center. The throw back in from Cabrera's to second and cut off. David Garcia with an RBI single. Krim scores from third. And a wild RBI single at that at 7-5 Wichita. It just stoned Kersey still in straightaway center. He lost it in the lights. And you see him here, looked like maybe had it, but never had it. You take runs however you can. And that gives Josh Stowers an opportunity in the bottom of the third. Righty-righty matchup with Garcia at first. The pitch. Breaking ball just catches down and away, and it's 0-1. Left fielder Stowers tonight with a fly out to center. That ended the madness back in the bottom of the first. Riders had a 4-0 lead after one. 0-1 pitch outside. On a back pick attempt on a soft throw from Camargo. Maybe just a casual check back to the bag. One ball and one strike to Stowers. Absolutely crushed a two-run homer in the Corpus Christi series. Would love to see that power really come back. 1-1. Breaking ball popped high in the air behind home plate. Camargo running up to the wall, and it's going to continue on running into the seats. One ball, two strikes. One swing can tie it. So much ball game left. The Rough Riders out hitting Wichita 10-7 with how the mark is right now. But the Wind Surge with seven runs in on six hits in the top of the third inning. As this third alone has taken just about 30 minutes, 40 minutes of time. 1-2 will wait, and a throw to first from Cabazas. Garcia back to the base, and still the count 1-2 on Stowers. The right-hander ready from the right side. The 1-2. Missing down and away on the first initial pitch of the at-bat to Stowers, but that one just ran south to him. Counts evened up, 2-2. Franier Chavez, the third baseman, awaiting on deck. It's his first game with Frisco this season. He made an unbelievable stop left side of the infield. 2-2, swing and a miss, got him strike three. Stowers goes down swinging as Andrew Cabazas comes in out of the bullpen and denies the Rough Riders. But not before David Garcia lucking out with a fly ball out to right center. And it fell harmlessly to the grass and drove in a run. Frisco with a run in on two hits. It's 7-5 Wind Surge. We go to the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to start the fourth from Riders Field. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you in a 7-5 ball game. Offenses racing out of the gate. Wichita was scoreless in their first two trips offensively, but 7 runs in the third, and here they go for the fourth. Joe Corbett, the reliever, back on the mound after taking over in the third. His first pitch. Drops it in there at 88 miles an hour, and it's 0-1. Left fielder Will Holland standing in. 9-1-2 due up for the wind surge in the fourth. Corbett ready. Ready in the 0-1. Runs it low. Counts evened up. 11 men to the plate for Wichita in that third. It'll be tough to roll over what they could do, but even half of that would give them 3-4 runs. 1-1 pitch. Down. 2 balls and a strike. The Rough Riders, with just 2 arms used 2 nights ago, and they go with 3 in last night's ball game. Good news is that there really has not been much of a bullpen buster in this series so far. The 2-1. High pop-up. Right in the middle of the infield, and Corbett makes way. Everybody coming in on the mound, and now off the mound is Foscue to make a running catch. Holland pops out on the 2-1 pitch, and there's the first down of the fourth inning. One gone in the top of the order, due up in the right-handed hitting Austin Martin to the plate. Difficult spot for Weems to begin the third inning, as he walked Leobaldo Cabrera, and then after that, 4 consecutive hits. And it was Martin as the third, and Edward Julian, who's on deck with the fourth. And number 3 and number 4 run-scoring hits for the wind surge. First pitch. Drops in there at 81 for a taken strike. 0-1 to Martin, who popped out back in the first inning, but then 2 runs on 1 swing in the third. Pitch on its way. High fly ball out to shallow left field. Stower is now sprinting in, calling off Acuna, and he makes a catch. A couple of towering flyouts for Wichita on the top of the fourth. 2 gone, bases clear for Edward Julian. Boy, would we love a nice 1-2-3 in order inning following the 7-run frame in the third. Midland stretching their lead in San Antonio. It's 5-2 Rockhounds. Amarillo, meanwhile, leading Corpus Christi 5-1. Righty lefty to Julian. First pitch, swing and tapped into the glove of Garcia, and it's 0-1. This race in the South is going to get really interesting. And of course, we're just a few days away from the month of September, which is going to make that much tighter. The 0-1. Down and scooped out of the dirt. 1 ball and 1 strike. And maybe no bigger series for Frisco this season than the one that lies in front of them in their trip to Amarillo. 6-game set starting Tuesday. Corbett's 1-1. Missing low. 2 balls and a strike. Amarillo in the second half is only playing 500 ball, however. 12-12 in Hodgetown. And the run differential of a minus 25 because of what's a tough bullpen look. 2-1. That drops back into the zone. Counts evened up, 2 balls, 2 strikes. A lot of runs looming, and maybe this a good way for Frisco to start what's likely going to be a busy offensive week. The 2-2 fought off into left field and dropping quickly. Stower's coming in, and then he makes a catch. An easy 1-2-3 frame for Joe Corbett, and a nice relief as the wind surge held off the scoreboard. 7-5, Wichita out in front. Rough Riders do up back to the plate for the bottom of the fourth inning when they send Chavez, Ornelas, Zavala to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Making his Double-A debut, Franier Chavez standing in. Switch hitting infielder, getting the bump up from Hickory. First pitch to him. Breaking ball. Drops into the strike zone, and it's 0-1 to begin the bottom of the fourth. We're off and running. Third baseman with a sharp line out to straightaway center. In his first at-bat to kick off the second. The 0-1 to him. Chopper right side of the infield. Prado comes in, bobbles it, gloves it. Glove toss to first. Hung with it and was able to get it to Isola for the first out. Botched it and kind of fumbled it off of his chest. On the scoop, stayed with it. And just here you go. One gone in the top of the order. Due up, Jonathan Ornelas is 1-for-2 tonight. Andrew Cabazas, the right-handed reliever, back on the bump. Looks in, kicks, fires. Breaking ball. And it finds his own. 0-1. Talking about how important the series is upcoming for the Rough Riders taking on Amarillo. A team that wants to just try and drive up the score. 0-1, tailing down and outside. Counts evened up. 1-1. And the run differential is a tough sign for the San Poodles with Frisco, with how the pitching has looked this week. And an offense that could certainly sustain it. Breaking ball. Finds his own. Ornelas with the bat on his shoulder. It's 1-2 to him. Hopped on the first pitch he saw from Aaron Rozick in the bottom of the first for 1 of 5 consecutive hits. The 1-2 slap behind the net. Still 1-2. Frisco tied together a 2-game stretch against Wichita and Amarillo back to begin the month of June towards the end of the first half. 1-2 to Ornelas. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. Second strikeout for Cabazas, and there's 2 gone in the fourth. Right fielder Aaron Zavala's next. In terms of ERA in the Texas League, Amarillo towards the basement with the second highest earned run average given up this year at 6.06. And it's Frisco sitting in the top percentage, third with a 4.45. First pitch to Zavala, tails outside, 1-0. Right fielder Zavala 2-for-2 tonight. Cabazas coming set in his glove, and the 1-0. finds the strike zone at 81. Counts evened up at one ball and one strike. Well, Amarillo in front 6-1 over the Hooks currently at Whataburger Field. They've won four of their last five. It'd be 5 of 6 tonight. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Zavala looked like fooled by a good one down and away. And it's now 1-2. Amarillo with wins recently. Back on August 18th of 9-1 before they dropped a Friday night contest 8-3 to Midland. Saturday was rained out, and then 2-0 small win over the Rockhounds on the road. Cabazas ready, kicks the 1-2. High, lifted in the air to straightaway center on a fly ball. Kersey jogging in, and the center fielder's got this one. Makes the catch for the final out of the fourth. Rough Riders go down in order for the first time tonight. No runs, no hits, and still Wichita 7-5 on a Saturday night. Back for the fifth after this. Zach Bigley with you on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
You like offense? We got it. 7-5, Wichita leads into the top of the fifth inning, and Jair Camargo starts it off against Joe Corbett. And here's the first pitch on the way from the right-hander. Swing and a miss and a good slider away, and it's 0-1. Jair Camargo, Alex Isola, and Anthony Prado, 3-4-5 in the wind surge order in this fifth inning. Corbett stretches in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider again. Low and away. And it's 0-2. Well, all the run scoring has happened in three combined half innings. The Corny Dogs with four runs in the bottom half of the first inning tonight. Felt pretty good about themselves at that point. 0-2. In the air right side. That one leaks out of play into the seats. Still no balls, two strikes. Wichita then came back with seven runs in the top of the third. And the Corny Dogs answered with a run in the bottom half of the third. So 7-5 is our score. And this has been extremely unusual based on how the first four games of this series has gone. Corbett steps off, retoes the rubber. Still ahead 0-2 on the catcher, Camargo. Right-hander fires. A drive into left field, chasing Stowers back into left center field. Looking up, it's gone. Jair Camargo touches off his ninth home run of the season. It's his fourth head-to-head against the Rough Riders this year. And on an 0-2 pitch, he creams the third homer tonight for Wichita. Beg your pardon, it's the second. Solo home run to lead things off. 8-5, Wichita leads. Well, at 101 off the bat, 4-12 as the first pitch is fouled away by Alex Isola to the right. 101 off the bat, 412 feet to left field. Second home run allowed as the pitch misses just low. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Second home run allowed by Joe Corbett. 1-1. Isola grounds it left side. Easy play for Chavez. He's got it. Fires across. There's one away. Batter's third baseman making the play, and Anthony Prado steps in. 8-5, Wichita out in front, top of the fifth. Prado an 0-for-2 day. A couple flyouts to center, including getting a home run robbed by Jonathan Ornelas in left center field, the Riders center fielder. Corbett delivers. Ground ball foul the opposite way up the first baseline. It's 0-1. Eight runs on eight hits for Wichita. Five runs on 10 hits for Frisco. A lot of offense so far. Corbett has eaten up some innings much needed in Frisco. And there is action with Kevin Gowdy getting loose down the left field line for Frisco. The 0-1 is high and inside, and it's one ball and one strike. And after the last two nights were 2-1, Rough Riders wins. It's 8-5. Our score, Wichita leads. 1-1. Slapped foul right side. And it's 1-2. That's baseball. That's how things go. Both these teams had been so good on the pitching side of things, and now the offenses are absolutely exploding. One, two. Strike three called. Got him on the inside corner. Joe Corbett picks up the strikeout. It's his first in relief. Two outs. And here's Junior Severino. Severino took Corbett deep back in the third inning. Two-run home run to left. First pitch. High and outside, it's one ball and no strikes. Just the third home run for Severino here at the AA level. Corbett's 1-0. Down low and inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. So the crazy thing is the Rough Riders have scored five runs tonight and still haven't homered. 2-0. Check swing. Strike called. Inside corner. 2-1. Two home runs for the wind surge tonight. The Rough Riders on their offensive side have now gone 41 straight innings without a home run. 2-1. Inside edge for a called strike. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Looking breaking ball from Joe Corbett. Rough Riders in the first half were such a big home run hitting team. And it's tapered off in the second half. 2-2. Just low. Three balls and two strikes. A lot of their offenses come with stringing hits together as they've done tonight. The pitch. Strike three called right down the heart of the plate. Joe Corbett strikes out the last two he sees here in the fifth, allows a solo home run to Jair Camargo, and it's now 8-5. Wichita leads it as we roam to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Wind surge out in front by three runs. We'll be back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Francis Peguero on the hill for Wichita. Go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's 8-5. Wind surge out in front, and there is a wonderful smell wafting up here in the press box. That must be Fletcher's corny dogs as Chris Jarrett is back from his excursion.
We got some goods here. We got some curly fries, which I hope you like curly fries.
Ooh,
yep.
Yeah.
And then I got you a... So there's a bunch of different... The way that they all look like corn dogs, but it's... I'm pretty sure the breading and then the actual... the meat on the inside is what's flavored differently. So I was told which one was a turkey. And I'm trying to think, because that one's yours.
First pitch to Foscue. Breaking ball for a called strike outside corner. 0-1. Okay.
Oh, the one that the popsicle stick says bird.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. There's the stretch by Peguero, and the pitch home is just outside 1-1.
So I got mine a little jalapeno, like a jalapeno cheddar type.
Okay.
And then I'll give you some thoughts here.
Okay. We love it. We'll get a little taste test here. Mm-hmm. This is your first Fletcher's experience, right?
Yeah.
1-1, grounded to short. Martin gobbles it up and slings it across to get Foscue. There's one away.
Now, I got mustard.
Okay.
I might do a bite without.
Just like a plain.
Just kind of, yeah,
your
plain.
Test subject.
And then probably a bite with mustard. Mine's huge.
Yeah, that's a big dog.
Mine's probably, like, it's close to a foot with the popsicle stick. It's probably, like, 8 inches. I mean, it's it's not your, like, freezer corn
dog.
That's
a meal right there. Pitch into Krim. Off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. 8-5, Wichita leads it. Bottom half of the fifth. All right, we're going in for a bite.
Do we want
here.
A crunch? Do we want to hear like a crunch?
Ooh, I don't.
Like
I think that might turn some people off from the broadcast. The 1-0, outside corner for a called strike. 1-1.
I'm gonna go crunch.
Okay, we'll be real quiet. That was a quiet crunch. Here's the stretch from Peguero in the 1-1. Grimm takes letter high for a strike outside corner with a fastball. And it's 1-2. All right, so we got the full bite in. Fletcher's corny dog, take one for Chris Jarrett. The pitch is outside, and it's 2-2.
The actual, like, corn, like, breading around is really, really moist. And then the dog inside's, like, it's kind of like what you'd have, like, with a, like, jalapeno cheese dog.
The pitch. Outside, 3-2.
It's really good. I think I might go mustard now here.
Okay.
Got to get some mustard.
Can we get an out of 10 rating?
Oh, this is probably an 8. Probably an 8.
And for those who don't know, his ratings are very strict. It's got to be elite to be a 9 or a 10. The 3-2 is low and away for ball 4, and it's a one-out walk to Blaine Krim here in the fifth.
Just can't be giving out, like, 10s.
No,
like,
stamp of approval's got to mean something.
It's got to be a 10. Yeah. Like, yeah. And then a 9's... obviously really darn close to a 10, but for whatever own personal reasons. But that's really good. I almost wanted to try them all. But, yeah, I mean, they're $7-8, but for good reason.
Really happy to have Fletcher's here at Riders Field. The pitch. Hit foul back behind home by Acuna, and it's 0-1. Acuna 2-for-2 tonight. Riders trailing 8-5, bottom 5. All right, so we got the bite with mustard now for Chris. Trying Fletcher's corny dog for the first time. Here on Frisco Corny Dog Night. 0-1. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike on Acuna.
So mustard's good. Kind of takes the zip away from, like, the jalapeno, though.
Okay.
Like, you're tasting, you really see in the mustard.
Maybe in a normal corn dog,
it's still good, though. It's still mustard on it, you know.
1-1. A drive down the left field line in towards the corner, and it bangs off the wall. Grimm around second on his way to third, and he eases in as Acuna slides headfirst into second with a double. Grimm at third, Acuna doubles for his third hit of the night. It's his fourth double in a Riders uniform. And as Chris chomps down on Corny Dogs, Acuna is chomping on Wichita pitching. Two in scoring position with one out here in the fifth for the Corny Dogs.
I can't forgive you for that. That one's too bad.
Oh, he's got the socks on.
Grimm's got the socks. The same socks you and I have.
That's
on.
That's the difference.
That's the giveaway at the gate tonight. And Grimm has the Corny Dog socks on. We love it.
That's a buy-in. That's an all-in.
Team player that. Blaine Grimm. And guess what? He's reached all three times tonight. Two-run double, a single, and a walk. That's why. That's awesome. Here's Kellen Strom in the first pitch. Outside, one ball, no strikes. The Rough Riders as the Corny Dogs tonight trying to climb their way back in. 1-0 pitch on the way to Strom. Outside. Two balls, no strikes. So Strom represents the game's tying run here in the fifth inning. He's the last Rough Riders player to homer. He homered on the first batter of the series to open the opener of this set. His eighth home run of the year. In time called, we're going to see a mound visit for the wind surge. Our pitching coach.
So I've gotten to the popsicle stick.
Okay.
Which is kind of tough to navigate. Like, you can't take a full satisfying bite. You kind of have to feel for the popsicle stick and then, like, ease off.
That's part of a corn dog, though.
Yeah, it's just like a subtle sign, like, relax. Like, just...
It's there to prevent you from eating too fast. Quick mound visit, 2-0 on Strom with two in scoring position.
Let's get a curly fry here.
Okay. Are you going plain? Yep, going plain curly fry. No sauce. Pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're like the cafeteria crispy curly fries. Almost like an Arby's type.
Okay.
I'm a fan.
Here's the stretch in the 2-0. Wave and a miss and a weak wave from Strom, and it's 2-1. Riders trailing by three. Or I guess Dogs trailing by three. Correct. Piguero the 2-1. Strom chops it up the middle. Shortstop Martin comes up, picks, fires onto first and gets him. Grimm comes across to score from third, and Acuna heads to third base. And it's now 8-6, Wichita out in front. RBI ground out for Strom, his second run batted into the night. Here's David Garcia now. Frisco back within two runs. David Garcia has a couple hits and an RBI, the pitch. Simmers low of the zone, one ball, no strikes. The Rough Riders with 11 hits tonight on the offensive side. And it's the first time they've had double-digit hits in a while. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. Bottom of the zone for a strike, 1-1. Last time they had double-digit hits, you have to go all the way back to August 12th against San Antonio. They had 10. Last time they had 11, August 6th against Amarillo here at home. The pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. So good to see the Rough Riders picking up the hits offensively and trying to come on back here in what has been a wild shootout so far through five innings. Kevin Gowdy continues to loosen in the Frisco bullpen, and so we will probably see Gowdy as we go to the top of the sixth inning. 1-2. Roller foul, third base side. It's still 1-2. Garcia back in. The 1-2. Strike three called. Got him outside corner. And that retires the side here in the fifth. But a run across for the Corny Dogs on a hit, no errors, and one left stranded. Top six coming up. It's now 8-6. Corny Dogs trail on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kevin Gowdy takes over on the mound for the Frisco Corny Dogs. Go to the top of the sixth inning. It's 8-6. Corny Dogs trailing. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along. Mr. Brightside rings throughout Riders Field on one of the best crowds you've had in a while on a Saturday night in Frisco, Texas, waiting around for post-game fireworks for Skylit Saturday, and hoping the Rough Riders can come on back. Kevin Gowdy deals with the bottom third of the order, Leo Bonalo Cabrera to start things off. And the pitch home. Off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Gowdy looks in for a sign. He winds in the 1-0. Chopper, third base side, and foul. One ball and one strike. Cabrera has reached twice today, both coming back in that long 7-run third inning. A walk and a base hit. Gowdy delivers. Catches the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2. Gowdy takes over for Joe Corbett, who threw 2 2/3 innings, allowing 2 runs, 1 earned on 3 hits. 2 strikeouts, no walks. 1-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still 1-2. And really, Corbett deserves a lot of credit for coming in and shutting things down after what had been a really tough third inning, eating up a much-needed couple innings for this Rough Riders staff. Gowdy's 1-2. Cabrera cues it off the end of the bat. First base side and foul. It's still 1-2. It's a good opportunity for Kevin Gowdy to build on what he's done over his last couple outings. They've been positive. It's really what you're looking for the 24-year-old. Gowdy with scoreless outings, an inning each of them in his last two at Corpus and here in this series against Wichita. 1-2. Just off the outside corner. Didn't miss by much. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Cabrera. Right on right. Gowdy nods yes to the sign. Back into his windup. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Struck him out with a slider low and away. One out. Deshaun Kersey Jr. stands in now in the 8th spot. He's 1-2. 8-6, Wichita leads. Gowdy continues to have one of the best attitudes on the team. And that's such an incredible compliment that not only is coming from us, but from the coaching staff as well. Pitch home. Chopper right side of the infield. Blaine Krim has it at first. He waves off Gowdy, takes it to the pillow himself. Two outs. Will Holland in from the ninth spot now. Two-run lead for Wichita. Talking with Jeff Andrews, the Riders pitching coach, a few days ago in Corpus, he was saying, I don't think I've ever met somebody that has as positive an attitude as Kevin Gowdy does. Especially with some of his recent struggles this year. Really great guy. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Bottom of the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Holland also 1-for-2 today. Single that came back in the third, and he popped out to the second baseman Foscue in the fourth. 0-1. Inside corner for a called strike, 0-2. That pop-up was rather interesting as Foscue had to come racing in and made the catch in front of the mound after going up and over the mound. Gowdy wheels back the 0-2. Soft roller foul, third base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Two up, two down for Gowdy in this sixth inning with the bases clear and a two-run deficit. Right-hander has his sign. And the 0-2. Just outside. 95-mile-an-hour fastball misses. One ball, two strikes. Gowdy with the high socks and stirrups. Only wears those stirrups when he pitches in a game. The 1-2. Ground ball foul at the plate. Still one ball, two strikes. He'll wear just normal socks when he knows he's not going to pitch, but when he's hot out there in the bullpen, he'll wear those stirrups. And he's been doing that ever since seventh grade travel ball. Well, Holland taking some time after he fouled that last ball off of his foot. Right off the inside part of the left foot, even though he has a guard there. One ball, two strikes on Will Holland. He's back in from the right side. And Gowdy winds back and deals. Low off the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Really nice night for baseball in Frisco. 91 degrees at first pitch. It's cooled down just a little bit. 2-2. Check swing. Got him looking. Strike three called. Slider top shelf, and Kevin Gowdy picks up two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Wichita 8, Frisco 6 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Let's go!
bottom half of the sixth inning. Corny Dogs trailing 8-6. Josh Stowers leads it off. And Peguero's first pitch simmers inside. One ball and no strikes. It's been a high-scoring affair between Wichita and Frisco. Game 5 of this 6-game series, the Rough Riders have taken 3 of the first 4. Offering home. Outside, it's one ball, make it 2 balls, and no strikes. Rough Riders with 4 runs in the first, 1 run in the third, 1 run in the fifth. Wichita, 7 runs in the top of the third inning. 2-0 is cut on and missed, and there's 2 balls and 1 strike now to Stowers. 0 for 2 night for the left fielder. Everyone in the Rough Riders order has had at least one productive at-bat tonight. The pitch. Fouled away right side. It's 2-2, except for these two guys in the bottom of the order, Stowers and Chavez, who will lead things off in the sixth. Only 3 Rough Riders players haven't picked up a hit tonight. Strom, Stowers, and Chavez. Strom has a sac fly and an RBI ground out. 2-2. High off the outside corner, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strom has had a couple good ones. Peguero looks in for his sign. He's got it. 3-2. In the air, out to shallow right field. Long run in for Cabrera. The second baseman, Prado, going back, and he makes the catch. One away. Prado has played a good left field this series, and he's at second base today. Really a do-it-all kind of guy for Wichita. One of the really big reasons why they've been so good in the second half. Even though the Rough Riders have taken 3 of the first 4 of this series, they won 5-6 last week against Tulsa. Entered in with the second most wins in the second half in minor league baseball. First pitch to Chavez. One misses low, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Chavez, born in Venezuela, grew up playing stickball with a rolled up piece of paper and a broomstick in Venezuela. That's how he started playing the game of baseball. And then moved up here, the United States. The 1-0. High off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. And he went to Little Elm High School, just about 20 minutes away from Riders Field, before going to Midland Junior College. 2-0. Outside corner for a strike. 2-1. He has 2 siblings, and his mother wanted to name his siblings very similarly to his father's name. But 2-1. He fouls it straight back, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. His father's name is Franklin. His name is Frainier. His brother's name is Frainer. And his sister's name is Framar. A whole lot of Frays in the family. Frainier steps back in, the 2-2, just outside. Count runs full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Making his Double-A debut tonight. Peguero delivers. Fouled away. Left side. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. 8-6. Corny Dogs trail. Top of the order, and Jonathan Ornelas is on deck. Stretch in the payoff. Strike 3 called. Got him upper edge outside corner with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Chavez down looking. 2 away. He didn't like the call. Second strikeout for Peguero. We go back up to the top of the card for Ornelas. 1-for-3 today with a single and a run scored in the first. Peguero looks in. Pitch in. Outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Ornelas trying to snap out of what's been a really tough skid for him. He's just 3-for-19 in the series. He's hitting under 200 in the month. 0-1. Just off the outside corner. And it's one ball and one strike. Go back to end of May. Ornelas was hitting 340. Seen that average tumble down to 295 now. Still a really good season for him. The 1-1. Off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. He said he's feeling good. Body's a little bit tired. But that's how it is here at the end of August. After playing a long season, Ornelas has played a ton of baseball for the Rough Riders this year. 2-1. Popped sky high, shallow center field. Prado going back from his second base spot. He's under it, makes the two-handed catch, and the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion in the sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders, as the Corny Dogs tonight, still trail 8-6. Go to the top of the seventh next. Chris Jarrett back on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Vista Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A two-run ball game. We start the seventh, and Kevin Gowdy, the right-hander, back on the bump. First pitch from him is a cut on and miss for strike one. Top of the order due up for Wichita, and it's Austin Martin trailing the count. His fourth time to the plate tonight. And now Zach is going to return the favor here in the seventh inning. Gowdy the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Same pitch, same spot. And Martin down 0-2. Okay, so I had the jalapeno, I think cheddar cheese, Fletcher's corny dog, and now Zach's got one.
All right, this is the bird, is
what
I'm being told.
I think the bird dog.
Bird dog.
0-2, bouncing in front of the plate. It's one ball, two strikes.
Which is turkey, right?
Yep, right. It's turkey. You want to describe it to the folks there?
All right, so we're looking at a corn dog.
Yep.
Fried corn on the outside of what I assume is a turkey dog. But we're going to find out.
The 1-2, lifted in the air out to right, straight away and now in on Zavala, running towards the line and makes a catch. One gone. Are you, you're not going to go ASMR?
We'll go with the crunch. Or, ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
It was the almost lapping on the bite. That's what got me.
Almost?
Yeah. Here's Edward Julian now. Righty-lefty matchup for Gowdy, who's been sharp since taking over. First pitch, a swing and a miss. And it's 0-1.
The flavor is really good. Like, sometimes you think of a turkey dog and it would not be a lot of flavor. There's good flavor in the dog and in the corn as well. It's corn.
It's cone. 0-1 slapped up the third base line towards the seats and off someone's bare hand. 0-2. I'm concerned that you're sat for, like, not that long, but, like, 30 minutes maybe.
I wouldn't say it's not hot, but it's
not
still
cold.
Yeah, it's not bad. Okay, we're
going
mustard.
Mustard.
We're going mustard now. I want to try it.
Gowdy the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him for strike three at 93. third strikeout for Kevin Gowdy, and five faced, five retired for the right-hander. Two up, two down for him in the seventh. The catcher, Jair Camargo, coming to the plate. One for two for him, stepping up. So he had a sack fly back in the third and a solo shot to lead off the fifth. Gowdy ready in the first pitch. Just misses the zone.
I love mustard. I think that really accentuated it. That's pretty good.
I think the mustard's a huge play. 1-0 toss outside. Now 2-0. I think the mustard, I was worried about mine with the kind of the zip of the jalapeno in there.
Yeah.
I feel like on something like that with like where it's turkey would probably really do a lot.
I bet a brown mustard, like a spicy mustard, would be really good with this.
2-0. Down and away. Three balls, no strikes for Gowdy. Right-hander had 15 pitches and 11 strikes in the sixth. And then here in the seventh had 7 pitches, 6 strikes. But on Camaro, with the damage that the wind surge catcher can do, he's got him 3-0, missing outside on all three. Pitch home. Nibbles at the lower outer edge at 94, and it's a taken strike, 3-1. Rough Riders trying to work their way back into this ball game after giving up 7 in the top of the third. They held a 4-0 lead at one point. 3-1. Swing and a miss. It's strike two. Bounce back from the right-hander now to load the count on Camargo at the bases clear and two gone in the seventh. Frisco tonight has out-hit Wichita since the start of the ballgame, 11-8. Wow, I look over and the dog's gone. It was that good, eh? Righty-righty from Gowdy, the 3-2 off the plate, ball four. For Frisco pitching, that's just the second walk of the night. First baseman Alex Isola now coming to the plate after a two-out free pass to Camargo. 8-6 wind surge in the top of the seventh.
I will say what I said last year. It's the best corn dog I've ever had, the Fletcher's corn dog. And I give it an 8.5.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with that. First pitch from Gowdy gets away from Garcia, and Camargo up to second. Thought about three, and Garcia was able to range it down on a wild pitch that moves a runner in scoring position with two outs. Frisco has a right-hander up and loosening in the home bullpen. Gowdy was really, really tight through five batters faced, but walked Camargo with two outs and a wild pitch. What you don't want to do is have this lead grow any larger this late into the ballgame. Two-thirds gone. We start the seventh. And Gowdy just needing one more out to get us to the stretch. Righty-righty on Isola, 1-0. The pitch home. Swatted in the air out to right field. Zavala on the move. Underneath it, makes the catch. Two-out walk, harmless for Gowdy and the Riders in the top of the seventh. And we roll on into the stretch. 8-6 wind surge. And the Riders trying to look for one more comeback win in this series against Wichita. Bottom of the seventh coming your way next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Fans at Riders Field having fun tonight on a Saturday night in Frisco, Texas. Chris Jared, Zach Bigley with you in front of a crowd of 8,982 on this Saturday, August 27th. Well done, Riders fans. The largest crowd of the year at home was on Stars and Stripes weekend against the Hooks of Corpus Christi, 9-3-2-9. Tonight, 8-9-8-2. Not too bad, not far off of that. And always great to see a great Saturday night crowd. Wichita with the new man on the mound. It's the right-hander Jordan Gore facing Zavala. First pitch. Runs in there at 94 miles an hour, and it's 0-1.
I think one of the cool things, too, is they've had a lot to cheer about tonight. It's been a lot of runs. It's been an exciting game, and it's still close.
It's been consistent runs, too. No balls and a strike. Zavala swings and misses, chasing 83 down in the zone. It's 0-2. Four in the first for Frisco, one in the third, one in the fifth, so there have been at least some gaps, but followed by runs since that first inning. It's hard to follow up four runs in one frame, but that's how the Riders started tonight. Wichita answered with seven in the third. Jordan Gore, the right-hander, new in. The 0-2. Chopper back to the mound. Gore's got it. Jogging to first and then flips to Isola. And three pitches to retire Zavala. One gone in the bottom of the seventh. Sharp comebacker gets Gore involved. His second time making an appearance this week. Here comes Justin Foscue, the second baseman. We saw Gore two nights ago, inning in two-thirds in what would be a 2-1 Frisco win in the bottom of the 10th. Gore, the second man out of the bullpen and the third on the mound that night. First pitch to Foscue. Floater drops in at 86, and it's 0-1. A really good start for the Rough Riders hitters in the first two innings. Gore ready, the 0-1. Down and away. Counts evened up at one ball and one strike. Foscue had a base hit in that first inning as the first five hitters had a base hit in the first. And four of those five came in to score. One ball, one strike to Foscue. Swinging a tapper as he just got a piece of it. Squirts behind the catcher Camargo. It's 1-2. Gore out. Again, the second time this week that we've seen him. At 28 years old, he's got that long hair and then kind of the mustache goatee combination on the front side. Working righty-righty on Foscue, and he steps off. 19th rounder in 2017 out of Coastal Carolina. Name that mascot.
The Chanticleers. What'd you say earlier this year?
The Chanclas. The 1-2. Tapper off the plate. No, it was the San Antonio Flying Chanticleers is what I said.
That's right.
Yeah. But that was once. And I thought we moved on from that one.
Never.
No. Still one ball, two strikes to Foscue.
Chris, it should have been a pitch clock violation right there. But the clock was reset.
1-2 pitch, swatted back up off the shoe of Gore, and now dead in the infield grass, the throw to first not in time. Gore on the fall off of the mound had what looked like his back right shoe kind of kicked up in the air. It might have been his left on the fall off the mound. Yep, that left foot, and it just killed it right up the middle, and that's tough because you can see Prado was right there for it. And then Martin charging in, it was just a formality. 12th hit of the night for Frisco. And now they've got the tying run standing at the plate. It's Blaine Krim. 2 for 2 tonight. RBI double in the first inning and a base hit in the third. He walked and came in to score in the fifth. Gore ready, and the first pitch. Thought about, and it misses low and in. They peel up the first baseline to Pete Talkington. Says that Krim held up. It's 1-0. Cleanup hitter tonight for the Rough Riders. Krim working with Foscue at first. The pitch home. Inside. And now 2 balls, no strikes. We mentioned just 2 nights ago that we saw Gore. That was after Daniel Gossett threw 5 innings. Only gave up 1 earned run, and it was on a David Garcia sack fly. Krim came in to score. 2 balls, no strikes. 1 run's low at 95. The heater couldn't stay up for Gore. Now 3 balls, no strikes. Shortstop Luis Angel Acuna waiting on deck. Righty-righty matchup with 1 gone. The pitch. Krim takes a strike. Now 3-1. The walk that Krim worked back in the fifth inning was, of course, one that led to a run, but after Foscue grounds out, Krim sitting 1-2, and then the next 3 missed the zone tightly. The 3-1. Chopper into right field for a base hit. Foscue takes a turn at second, heading for third. Cabrera with no throw to third, lofts it back into the infield on a Blaine Krim single. His third hit of the night. And keeps it moving. Runners at the corners with 1 gone for the shortstop, Luis Angel Acuna. Riders trailing 8-6 in the bottom of the 7th. That ball not pulverized, but a guy like Blaine Krim, a sharp feel of the zone, and got a good swing on it nonetheless for a base hit.
And he has to be thinking, they're playing me to the pole side here. If I get a breaking ball in the outside corner, I can go the opposite way and I don't have to hit it too hard. Head right down to the baseball and able to get it on the ground through the right side. That's a really good piece of hitting from a very smart and good hitter. And really good to see him have a 3-hit day and reach all 4 times. I mean, it seems like he's been putting some good swings on the baseball this series and not getting the results. He's getting those results tonight.
Trip to the mound to have a word with Gore. After the base hit from Krim, the second hit of the inning, following suit of the second baseman, Justin Foscue. Righty-righty to Acuna. Hot chopper towards short. Martin with it on a hop, throws to second for 1 to first, double play. Run doesn't score from third on a 6-4-3 double play. And back-to-back one-out singles snuffed out by the Riders. Second double play grounded into tonight. Tough end of the 7th inning, but still seeing good things from the offense. It's an 8-6 ball game on a Saturday night, and we've got a good one. We go to the 8th inning from Riders Field next.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to feel the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders general manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Vista Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Thank you.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Close the book on Kevin Gowdy after two solid innings of work and turn it over to the right-hander Matt Wibanis out on the mound for the Frisco Corny Dogs tonight. The right-hander Wibanis taking over for Frisco. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you on the Riders Baseball Network. And it's a good one in front of a fun crowd tonight of almost 9,000. 8-6 Wichita approaching the final two innings of work. And it's Wibanis to keep it tight. Set to face his first batter of 5-6-7, the second baseman Anthony Prado standing in. Wibanis coming to a set in his belt, kicks and throws. Breaking ball missing high and inside. One ball, no strikes. Zach, you were impressed by a good go, another one from Kevin Gowdy.
Really impressed. I mean, that's four shutout innings for him over his last three outings.
1-0 from Wibanis, new in, and nibbles the outer edge, 1-1.
And something we're looking for Kevin Gowdy is soft contact. He's been hit really, really hard all season long. Didn't give up a hit there, and really no hard contact at all.
One ball, one strike. Breaking ball swatted in the air out to right field. Zavala charges in on it, loses his hat, and that one lands about 15 feet in front of him. A flare shot that Prado lucks out on. Might have pushed it into the wind that's blowing in from the first base side, and it just hung there and died in the grass. Leadoff single given up by Wibanis to Prado, his first hit of the night. And with that, now every wind surge in the order with a base hit.
Chris, we focus so much on the bullpen, and rightfully so. It's going to be very important down the stretch here. And if Kevin Gowdy can figure things out, that's going to be massive for the Rough Riders in the back end of their bullpen.
Righty-lefty from Wibanis, the pitch. Hard chopper up the middle to Acuna. Gloves it. Runs to second for one. Throws to first as he's toppled over by Prado at second. Out completed for the double play. And Acuna, after bounding into a double play to end the seventh, he's able to turn one for the new pitcher, Wibanis, in the eighth.
After he hit the second base bag, he kind of stepped into that throw, and Prado sliding directly into the bag, just kind of took his legs out from underneath him, but Acuna helped him up, and those two are good to go. So nothing to worry about.
And so now the right fielder, Leobaldo Cabrera, standing in. First pitch to him, down and outside, one ball, no strikes. And I think, too, just, you know, it's huge for the Rough Riders you mentioned, but I mean, how big is it for Kevin Gowdy?
Massive.
He's just had to really soldier through this season, especially the start of it. From Wibanis, the 1-0. Grounded hard, foul, third base side. One ball, one strike.
And we've talked about it a lot. He wasn't supposed to start here. A guy who has been a starter his entire life, even going back to high school, a second-round pick by the Phillies, came over last year in the Kyle Gibson deal. And, you know, still trying to figure his way around the bullpen. So really good to see these really strong performances, three straight outings in a row, and hopefully it's a sign of more things to come.
One ball, one strike, runs down and outside of Cabrera. Counts down 2-1. It's good to see the guys face the struggles early and be able to overcome somewhat of a hill at any point in the season and consecutively tie together better goes than they did earlier in the year, and that's to be expected, but seeing it in front of you is always a bit of a payoff. Two balls, one strike. Swing and a miss on a good pitch from Wibanis, and the count's evened up 2-2. I think a lot of the Riders' pitches, we've seen that in the last maybe month or so.
Justin Slayton, the guy who had a good outing his last time out. Matt Wibanis is looking for a bounce-back outing here in this one, and he looks good so far.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, a pitch. High in the air to shallow right. Zavala charging in. This one he's going to be able to range down. Gets his glove up and makes a catch. So despite the leadoff single, Wibanis facing the minimum in the top of the eighth inning and keeps the door shut on Wichita. The opportunity is there. We go to the bottom of the eighth. The Riders trailing 8-6. They need another comeback win, but they need two runs to tie and three to take the lead. To the bottom of the eighth we go next on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invent?
invest your nest egg in an NFT.
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big in Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Six, seven, eight for the Frisco Corny Dogs on a Saturday night from Riders Field. Chris Sarrett and Zach Bigley trying to see if Frisco can tie together something late as they trail 8-6. 13 hits tonight, though, for the Rough Riders, and they begin it with Kellen Strom in the bottom of the inning. New man on the mound for Wichita is the right-hander Casey Legamina for his second time of the series. And his first pitch, breaking ball, drops in for a taken strike, and it's 0-1. Kellen Strom hitless in his night tonight, but two runs scored. On an RBI ground out and a sack fly. 0-1 shot back to the net. And now quickly no balls, two strikes. Frisco with 6-7-8 due up for the bottom of the eighth, trailing 8-6. Wichita scored seven in the top of the third, and they've gotten a solo home run from their offense after that. That's it. The 0-2 tipped into the glove for strike three as Camargo able to dig it out and keep it off the dirt. Three pitches to Strom from Legamina, and a nice start for the right-hander out of the mound. One gone in the eighth. Just one inning for Jordan Gore. He gave up a pair of one-out singles in the seventh inning, but it was Acuna grounding into a 6-4-3 double play. Setting up Legamina for the eighth. First pitch to David Garcia's lined hard in the center field. That falls for a base hit. 1-0-1 for the Frisco catcher in his third hit of the night. The fourth multi-hit night for Frisco. Zavala with two, Foskey with two, and then Krim, Acuna, and now Garcia joining the club of three hits tonight. Tying run of the plate in Josh Stowers, righty-righty. First pitch, check swing, and a bunt, grounder, foul, first base side, 0-1. Stowers with home run power and an opportunity to tie the game despite an 0-for-3 night. A strikeout and a pair of pop-outs. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Legamina a good one inside at 96, 0-2.
Seven home runs for Stowers this year. None of them have come at home. It's be a good time for his first year at Riders Field.
No balls, two strikes. Down and away. It's now 1-2. No better time than right now, of course, but in this series, you've taken three of four from Wichita on a team that, I mean, that offense looked determined in the third inning. The 1-2 left it outside at 95, and the count's now evened up, two balls, two strikes. But a team in Wichita that's gunning, and this feels like a playoff series. I mean, we talked about it going into it, but how it's rolled out in almost every game, they've been tight. Even a 4-0 Wichita win on Wednesday felt tight. 2-2 back to the net. Count still even to Stowers with a runner at first, one gone.
Yeah, you think you can give up a seven-run inning and it may not be very close. Well, even given that, this has still been a really close ball game all the way through. Either a three-run or a two-run game ever since that third.
Frisco, plenty of base runners since, but trying to tie runs with it. 2-2, swing, and a miss, strike three. Two strikeouts for Legamina in the eighth inning. And it's Stowers going down swinging. Third baseman Franier Chavez, the next man to the plate with two outs, and Garcia still at first. 8-6, Wichita in front of Frisco on a Saturday night. We'll tie the series to a close tomorrow night from Riders Field. First pitch, Chavez takes a strike, and it's 0-1. For Frisco, we've mentioned the upcoming series that looms for them. Six games and a date with the Amarillo Sod Poodles in Hodgetown. The 0-1 in the air, heading towards the seats. Chavez fouls it away, and it's 0-2.
It's not a very fun date for the pitching staff next week.
Talk about a tough series in Wichita. I mean, you got to pack it up, hit the road, and just Amarillo, they play well at that ballpark. 0-2 to Chavez upstairs. Third baseman leaves it high, and it's 1-2. That'll certainly have a playoff feel and get you ready for the playoffs with a road atmosphere nonetheless to start September. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Got him for strike three. 96 from the right-hander Legamina, and he K's the side in his bottom of the eighth inning. No runs on a one-out single from Garcia. No errors and a runner left on base. We go to the ninth. Wichita in front on Saturday night, 8-6 over Frisco. Zach Bigley back with you for the ninth inning on the Riders Baseball Network next.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the ninth inning in Riders Field in front of a crowd of almost 9,000 here in Frisco. And Deshaun Kersey Jr. leads it off against Matt Wibanis, back out for his second inning of work after facing the minimum in the eighth. Left-hander at the plate, righty on the mound. Wibanis from the stretch, he fires. Check swing, and he went around. The pitch off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Kersey, 1-for-3 today. Wibanis gave up a bloop single to begin the eighth and then got a double play behind him. 0-1. Outside corner, first strike. Another slider from Wibanis. 0-2. Corny Dogs have used four pitchers tonight. Avery Weems got the start, then Joe Corbett, Kevin Gowdy after him, and finally Matt Wibanis. 0-2. In the air, left side and foul. Still no balls and two strikes. Earlier in the ballgame, we were talking about Aaron Rozek, the starter for Wichita, who is an independent ball pitcher, was not drafted out of Minnesota State. Very similar thing for Matt Wibanis. He's ready from the stretch. 0-2. Off the outside corner and low. One ball, two strikes. Out of Eastern Illinois, Wibanis was also not drafted. And he was signed out of independent ball by the New York Yankees. Picked up in the minor league version of the Rule 5 draft by the Rangers before 2020. 1-2. Rip and a miss. He got him. Struck him out with a slider as Wivenis picks up his first strikeout tonight. One out in the ninth inning, and Will Holland makes his way in from the ninth spot. 8-6. Wichita leads it. Well, Wivenis has worked a lot of odd jobs over the course of his lifetime and worked both in and out of baseball. He's given lessons, as a lot of these guys do during the offseason. He's ready from the stretch and the pitch on the way. Breaking ball inside, one ball, no strikes. In addition to that, he worked as a receptionist at a medical clinic for one of his friends. Here's the stretch and the 1-0. Misses down low, and it's two balls and no strikes. And he said he was working on a car when he got the call that he had been picked in the Rule 5 draft. He's ready from the stretch. 2-0 pitch. Off the outside corner and misses down in the dirt. And it's three balls and no strikes with one out here in the top of the ninth. Corny Dog is trailing by two. That's all led him here to Frisco. After his second Tommy John surgery he had to undergo, missing all of last season, and joining the Corny Dogs not long ago, back on August 9th. 3-0. Low and away, ball four. Four-pitch free pass to Will Holland in the ninth spot, and that brings Austin Martin to the plate in the top of the order. For how slow the beginning of this game went, with a combined 12 runs in the first three innings. The last few innings have picked up the pace a little bit more. Here's the stretch of the pitch in. Martin swings, hits it off the fist out to left field. Right at Josh Stowers, who makes the catch. Two down in the ninth inning. Here's Edward Julian. Corny Dogs trailing by two, 8-6, top of the ninth inning. Julian, the number 14 prospect in the Twins organization. He's 1-for-4 tonight with an RBI single. Throw goes over to first. Holland back in easily. He's 5-for-6 in steals this year here at AA. That's in 13 games. Can really run. He takes off. The pitch is outside and no throw down to second. A stolen base for Will Holland, and he's in scoring position. One ball and no strikes on Julian. Edward Julian, a standout at Auburn University. He's drafted out of high school by the Philadelphia Phillies, but elected to go to Auburn and hit 19 homers his freshman year. The 1-0. Fouled at the plate, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. And he's hit 16 so far here with the wind surge, leading the Texas League in walks and on-base percentage as well. Really strong season for Julian. Anytime you have an on-base percentage over 400, that is really good. And he is a 433 on base. The pitch off the outside corner and low, and it's two balls and one strike. Elite level stuff from Julian. Wivenis behind in the count. Trying to get back into it. He offers in the 2-1. Breaking ball low and outside. Three balls and one strike. Holland, who can really run at second base, with two outs in the inning, will be going on contact. Base hit will probably score him, and Wivenis trying to keep it a two-run game. He pitches home. Breaking ball fits in there right down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 3-2. These two teams will finish up the series tomorrow with a 6:05 first pitch on Sunday. Antoine Kelly will get the start for Frisco. 3-2. Strike three called. Got him looking. Breaking ball from Matt Wibanis, and he picks up strikeout number two to get things to the bottom of the ninth inning. 8-6, Wichita out in front. Rough Riders need two to tie, three to win it. We'll be back after this on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the ninth inning we go. Blaine Enloe takes over on the mound for Wichita. The Rough Riders trying to come back in this one. Frisco trails 8-6. Entering the bottom of the ninth inning. Top of the order due up for the Rough Riders. It's Jonathan Ornelas, Aaron Zavala, and Justin Foscue. The three that will do battle at the very least against Blaine Enloe, and the Rough Riders need base runners. Ornelas, 1-for-4 tonight. A run scored after an infield single in the first. First pitch from Enloe. Low and away, one ball, no strikes. Enloe, a member of the 40 men for the Minnesota Twins. He winds back and deals. Off the outside corner, Enloe, two balls and no strikes. And Enloe, a right-hander facing a right-hander, 23 years old. He winds in the 2-0. Low of the zone, three balls and no strikes. Pitching in his 18th game with Wichita this year. It's his 8th out of the bullpen, 3-0. Down low and inside, ball four, and a four-pitch walk starts off the ninth for the Rough Riders. Here's Aaron Zavala. A 3.40 ERA this year for Blaine Enloe. Walks haven't been a massive problem, but they haven't really been a strong suit either. 22 walks in 47 and two-thirds innings to 53 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting 253 against Enloe this year. He stretches and delivers. Outside corner for a strike. 95-mile-an-hour fastball on its 0-1. Former third-round pick out of the high school ranks in 2017. A native of Louisiana. 0-1 pitch. That clips the outside edge again. And it's 0-2. The ball calls time and steps out. Another good night at the plate for Zavala. He's 2-for-4 with a couple singles. And a run scored. He has two home runs this year with the Rough Riders, playing in just his 13th game. 0-2. Rip and a miss on a ball that is in the dirt. And gets back to the backstop, and Ornelas moves up to second base. First base occupied, so Zavala couldn't try and get down to first. But it is a wild pitch. Strikeout of Aaron Zavala on three pitches, and there's one away. Runner at second for Justin Foscue. Rough Riders have now gone 45 consecutive innings without a homer. And if there's one guy you want up at the plate to try and do it, it's Foscue, who has 10 this year. And the first pitch. Inside corner for a strike with a breaking ball. In fact, the next two guys are pretty good guys to have in that scenario, with Foscue and Blaine Krim, who stands on deck. Active team leader with 16 long balls this season. 0-1 pitch to Foscue. Breaking ball inside, it hits him. And the Rough Riders bring the go-ahead run to the plate in the form of Blaine Krim. Tying run aboard. Blaine Krim with his 16 home runs this year. Ornelas leads from second, Foscue from first. Krim has had a monster night. He's 3-for-3. The pitch. He swings, sends a high fly ball to right field, right at Cabrera. He's under it, makes the catch, and no tag from either runner. Cabrera with a really strong throwing arm, and there are two outs. Boy, he just missed it. Fly out to right. Two down. Here's Luis Angel Acuna, who's had a flair for the dramatic in his very short time with the Rough Riders. And Acuna is 3-for-4 tonight. Cracked a double off the wall in left field. Back in the fifth. Two outs. And low delivers. Check swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. The 20-year-old trying to come up big and keep the inning going for the Corny Dogs. A grand slam for his first double-A homer. He had a three-run double as well the next night. The pitch. Up high. It's one ball and one strike. Actually, I think those are flipped. Three-run double first and then the grand slam. Nonetheless, he's had some really big hits with the Rough Riders. 1-1 to Acuna. Enlo kicks it in. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Ripped a 94-mile-an-hour fastball by him. Rough Riders down to their final strike tonight. Ornelas at second. He walked. Foscue at first. He was hit by a pitch. And Acuna back in from the right side. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him in the dirt for strike three. And this ball game is over. Wichita wins it 8-6 in what was a very good ball game, but one the Rough Riders would like to have back, scoring four runs in the first inning as they lose a ball game when leading by four runs for just the second time this season. Final score, Wichita 8, Frisco 6. Chris Jarrett has the postgame show for you when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Tough one tonight from Frisco. The Riders fall 8-6 to the Wichita Wind Surge. Just their second loss of the week, still pacing the way in the series 3-2, but a tough one. We start the post-game coverage back on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Sherrod with you to break down what happened tonight. Frisco looked really good out of the gate with 4 runs in the bottom of the first inning, but Wichita with 7 in the top of the third, and it was ultimately too much to try and bounce back from. The Riders did get runs in the third and the fifth. Wichita with a solo homer in the top of the fifth inning as well. And just, again, too much. Despite Frisco out-hitting Wichita 14-9, that's the toughest mark, maybe. The Riders go 4-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Avery Weems, not his night. I think the first time this week that we've seen a Frisco pitcher not have it be their night. And I think that that's just, you're really blessed if you can say that on a Saturday night, as Weems giving up 4 earned runs on 5 hits. It's tough when sometimes just a team is seeing you, like Wichita seeing the ball in the third inning. And again, really tough to regulate. Cabrera walking, Kersey first pitch swinging, base hit. Will Holland a base hit before an Austin Martin 2-run single, followed by an Edward Julian RBI single. Jair Camargo followed it up with a sac fly. Alex Isola with an RBI single. That ended the night for Weems. So just a lot of consecutive action in the third inning. That when a team gets on a bender like that, sometimes it's hard to bump them off. And the dust settled with 7 runs. And that's really the big outlier in tonight's ballgame. Joe Corbett comes in and gives up 1 earned run on a 2-run homer in that third inning. That ended the scoring with 7 runs. And then Kevin Gowdy, 2 really good innings of relief with 3 strikeouts and a walk, no runs or hits. Matt Wivenis with 1 hit given up, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts as well. So Frisco combining for 7 strikeouts and 2 walks after Weems coming out of the bullpen, a bullpen that continues to be really solid. Again, just 1 earned run tonight from the bullpen, 4 earned runs total, as Weems giving up 6, and 2 of those unearned. For Wichita, the win goes to Andrew Cabazas with 2 strikeouts on 1 inning. Aaron Rozek, the left-handed starter, only made it 2 innings before giving up 5 earned runs on 9 hits. Offensively, a lot of good, strong takeaways, especially from the middle of the order. Blaine Krim, Luis Angel Acuna, and David Garcia finishing with 3 hits. Aaron Zavala and Justin Foskey with 2. And Jonathan Ornelas tonight with 1. So a lot of offense, and rarely do we see 14 hits result in a loss for this Rough Riders team. A really good offense this year, but a tough outcome tonight as they fall to Wichita 8-6, the final. We'll step aside on the Riders postgame show, come back with us, and take a look at the starting pitching matchup tomorrow night and set the stage by taking one final lap around the Texas League on this Saturday night, August 27th. Back after this to close the curtain on tonight's broadcast on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa, and pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Fans claiming their spot in the outfield before a skylit Saturday at Riders Field. A tough one tonight for the home Riders. Frisco falling 8-6 to Wichita for just their second loss of the week. How does that affect Frisco in the standings? Taking a look now around the Texas League scoreboard at some of the outcomes tonight. And Frisco entering tonight tied for the top spot, but knowing that Midland was holding a lead against San Antonio. But first, Amarillo and Corpus Christi in a shootout, 7-7 currently with 23 combined hits and runs all over the scoreboard tonight. But Hooks and Saudi still tied, and that one going to the ninth. Springfield 2-1 final, quick and easy over Northwest Arkansas tonight. All the scoring done after the top of the third. Midland was able to hang on, and they topped San Antonio tonight 5-4. The Rockhounds back, claiming sole possession of the Texas League South by one game. And then Arkansas able to knock off Tulsa tonight with two runs in the bottom of the fifth. 2-0 final with five hits for each Tulsa and Arkansas. So Amarillo and Corpus Christi still playing a ball game, so tough to decide how that'll go. But what we do know is that Midland now a game separated in the wrong direction from Frisco, with the Riders falling coupled with Midland's win on the road in San Antonio tonight. Need a little more out of the Missions as the Rockhounds starting to find some traction before the end of the month of August. Tomorrow night's ball game for Frisco, a 6:05 first pitch time as they send the left-hander Antoine Kelly out for his second start of the week. Kelly was Tuesday's opener after he had his Sunday start in Corpus Christi denied from pregame inclement weather. And his mound opponent will be also the Tuesday starter for Wichita, the left-hander Brent Hedrick at 2-2 and a 5-5-5 record after Frisco was able to get a Tuesday night win in 10 innings. Really exciting stuff. Unfortunately, couldn't cap it with a win, but got to take some good things when you're given good things. Frisco, despite the loss tonight, were able to see the offense boom a bit with 14 hits, an offense that we were kind of capping coming into the night that it's been a lot of low-scoring, one-run wins for a team that had struggled in one-run ball games. But now tonight, able to get six runs. They get four in the bottom of the first inning. And so certainly hoping that that can breathe a bit of fire in this team with the matchups that are expected to come. Wichita will not roll over in the series finale tomorrow as the Rough Riders go to take the series at a 6:05 start. We'll be on the air at 5:35 with pregame coverage and the 10-minute countdown. Well, that'll do it for us tonight. In front of a crowd of 8,982, we had some fun, but the Riders fall to Wichita 8-6, the final score. My broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jared, wishing you a great start to your weekend as fireworks set to start. And have a great rest of your Saturday night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night from Frisco, Texas. So long, folks.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.